Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in on this Monday night for Blog Talk Radio, Smile 3E Ministries of Iron Sharpening Iron. We are broadcasting live on this Monday night, April 1st. No, it's not April Fool's Day. It is the true April 1st. We're here at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. This broadcast is brought to you by our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. So we would like to say again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for spending time with us to hear the Word of God. We will be having the Word brought to us tonight from our very own Dr. Serena Wright, which I'm trying to find out if she's on the line as of yet. Dr. Wright, are you on the line?
Not yet.
Well, we're going to get started. Minister Sheila, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, let's get started with prayer. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she would please pray for us and with us on tonight. Thank you so much, Minister Sheila. It's in your hand.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for another day, for another night to bring this ministry forward for all to hear of the truthness and the loving of your word into our life, and to hold us into love and commitment, and to know that the blessings are from you, that we are still here another day. I want to give honor to you, who is the head of my life, and to love you and thank you, God, and your Son, Christ Lord Jesus, for loving us, because without you, we would not be here today. We will not have this new day that yet some did not make through this day. Some might start it today, but they wasn't able to finish this day. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Because as I say, if it wasn't for you, I, among others, would not have woken up this day. Lord, I want to give honor to you, and I ask you to bless Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, the late, great Apostle Sandra Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kathy Kendall, and to each and every ministering apostle, bishop, pastors, and deacons into this life to teach and to hold your word through us and to teach us. Lord, I want to thank you for all my sisters, for my daughters, my sons, my nieces, my nephew, my grandsons, my granddaughters. I want to thank you for all my bloodline family and to my spiritual family. Lord, I want to give honor to you. I'm going to ask you to thank you and to ask you again by thanking you for a life that I'm glad and proud to say that it's because of you we are here, to love and affection and to bless us with your grace and your mercy. Lord, I want you to bless us all. I'm going to say thank you for each and every man, woman, boy, girl, child, human on this earth that you have given a day of life. I want you to bless the ones and to remove the damnations, the demons, the devils from their life. Lord, bless them to let them know the harm and the dangers that they're doing to others. It's not right. I thank you, and I want to ask you to bless our government, that they might realize that the people of this world is who they are here to serve, and the people is not to serve them through their tantrum, through what they want their way. They are put here to serve all people, no matter what color they are, what religion. We are here to live and to joy and to love each and every one of us. Lord, we need your help. We need you to send your guardian angels, send your peoples down, send them around to help us to learn and to teach us of the love that you have brought into us. Lord, we need you. We need you more and more every day. Bless us through our health, our finances, whatever situations we are going through, to understand with your help, with the prayers and the praises given it unto you, that you can help us, you can fix it, you can make it all right. Lord, we need you. We need you, and we need you. And I want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you. Without you, we would not be. And thank you, and thank you forever and ever. Amen. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was an awesome prayer. Again, I say thank you. Dr. Serena Wright, are you on the line?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, we're going to get started, and we would just tune into her once she get on the line. I would like to start off with just saying, God, I thank you for this chance to just minister to your people on tonight. God, forgive us of every sin that we have committed, whether we willingly done it, unknowingly done it, or just put in our heart, I'm just going to do it. God, forgive us and give us directions of how to get about your business and operate in the way you would operate. Okay, I said that to say, you know, a while back, the man of God, Prophet Antoine Thomas, had been speaking on the shut-up ministry. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we have these jobs and we have these bosses, and we do know that everybody that's a boss put in that position aren't always the correct or right person to be in that place. But you have to pray every day and be prayed up and just go into the situation at work or school or wherever you find yourself at in that position and just say, God, help me to be me. So I remember with him ministering, I said, God, oh, Lord, give me, you know, we say stuff a lot of times and we mean it. And sometimes we just say it to say it. And I was saying, God, give me that shut up ministry where I don't always speak my mind, because I'm one of those people that my favorite motto is, I can show you better than I could tell you. And I have this supervisor at work that he has now become the assistant director. And he has this place where he has gotten where he wants to please everybody. You know, he try to treat everybody as an apple, or he tries to treat everybody as a piece of orange. You know, he don't look at a food bowl as having different fruit in there. Some fruit is bananas, some are grapes, some are melons, some are watermelons, and some are strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. He don't look in the bowl to see what he have, but he try to treat everybody the same. And you know that you can't treat everybody the same. Like even with your children, they're not all the same. Some are strong, some are silent, and some just say, I'm going to be a busybody. Well, anyway, this supervisor has gotten to the point where he's not considering people, where some are, like I said, elderly people and some are young. As my mom used to say, they have young legs and young eyes, and you can't expect everybody to move the same. Like you may get ready to get up out the chair, and you may pop up, as the old folks would say, just pop up, jump up. But then sometime you have to adjust yourself when you're older, rock back and forth, position your feet, and you have to scoot to the edge to give yourself a better position of getting up. And he did something a couple of weeks ago where it kind of put me in a position to say, are you serious? You going to talk to me like that or come to me like that? And anyway, I just said, okay, from this day forth, we won't laugh and talk anymore. We won't, as they say, have little jokes around. We just will be straight business. So for the last 3 weeks or so, I've been very quiet. I've been practicing the shut-up ministry. And it's killing him so that he wants to use every moment he can to say something to me to try to get me to say something. And I've took on the spirit of Apostle Lex Cecilia. Everything is yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. When he calls me, he'll say, he has a habit sometimes, he'll say, hey, you, or hey, baby. And I would just say, I'm Sylvia. You know, I make sure he directs his conversation to me in a more professional way instead of, hey, you, or hey, lady over there. And it's killing him so because I'm using that as an example to show you how when God's word says he would use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, that when you be quiet and you be still and all you do is what you're paid to do is work, it drives or to his comments or even with the little smiles and the how you doing and everything is like, I'm fine, sir. Or if they ask you a question, no, sir, yes, sir. I'm saying all that to say, when you ask God for something, make sure you are prepared to do what God has put you in the position to do because you asked for it. You have to understand when you think, even when you're sitting under the man or woman of God that's ministering, you have to be prepared to step into that place that you ask God to put you in. Because when you get there, make sure you can see, is that you working or is that a chance that you can allow God to work through you, in you, and with you? And right there, I'm going to pause to see if Dr. Serena Wright is on the line. Dr. Wright, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Okay, well, we're going to stop right there, and we're going to just hand it right over to you, woman of God, and let you just have your way on tonight with what God put in your heart to share with the people. Amen?
God, we just thank you right now. We give your name the praise and the glory. God, we appreciate, God, what you have done in and through us, that you have finished the work, that you alone would be glorified in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, God, for what you have predestined for us, for those things that are filled with purpose and destiny, those things, God, that only revelation can unlock, those mysteries that are hidden, God, that are hidden in you. We thank you for them. God, we lay aside those weights and those things that have so easily beset us. We lay aside carnality. We lay aside those things that put distance between us and you. For God, because of your plan, the veil has been ripped and we have unhindered access to liberty, freedom, peace, joy, compassion. We have unlimited access to that that is abundant, and we refuse that that lacks. That doesn't know, that is confused, uncertain, misguided, misdirected. We refuse it. We reject it. It is not our portion. And we rise up in the abundant place. We take our rightful in your kingdom. We give you glory for it as we do, for you alone have made us and purposed us and fashioned us for your use. And we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we are just so grateful for what God has done and what he is doing in us and through us. This is the kingdom's finest hour. I just want to continue to encourage you to make sure that the letters that you're meditating on are those that in the word of the Lord, because there is so much news going around, you can almost be convinced that the kingdom's not advancing, but it clearly is. for God is still on the throne. There are those that are uncompromising, unyielding, unwilling to back up, unrelentless, relentless, and determined in the things that are of God, ready to make the sacrifice, to lay down vices, appetites, desires, so that he might be glorified in and through us. There are those that have actually decided, for God I live, and for God I am ready. Hallelujah, glory to God. There are some, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, that have embraced their death position so that he might live in and through them. They are not so caught up and impressed with their lives that they have to only schedule God once or twice a week, but they have decided that once I get in him, I can really live and move and have my being. Just go ahead and turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. God, it woke me up and showed me this scripture, and just for the sake of time, the time has been spent, but let me say this. Read the whole, I mean, all of the word is good. If you start in Genesis, and if you just work somewhere around the book of Acts, you probably won't even be able to sit in your seat. But right now, we're talking about Corinthians. It's all so good, but God was talking in this chapter about how much of a defeat it is that brethren, that those that are of the kingdom, have such little integrity that we are going and suing one another, going before Babylon to bring justice between kingdom people. It's a profound discourse, and the revelation is so resounding about what kind of character and integrity the kingdom should actually have, the kingdom that we that are a part of the kingdom of heaven have been called to. But that's not our discussion for tonight. But read it all, read it all, read all of it. But if you would go with me, the 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, the 12th verse, it says, he says, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. See, I don't know how much studying we do, but Paul was prolific in his understanding, in his grasp of grace and what grace had made available for us to take hold of by faith. And so he said, you know, grace is so mind-blowing that I almost don't want to tell you everything I know about it, because when grace abounds, some of you all will become so carnally involved that then sin will abound. And he said, God forbid that. That's not what I'm saying. That's not the use of grace. And so he goes on in every region he goes to, when he goes to Corinth, or when he goes to Ephesus, he tries to explain it at another level, at another depth, at another level of insight. He tries to unlock the revelation of the grace of God so that we can live in the freedom of our forgiven sin, so that sin won't have dominion over us. And so in Corinth, in the 6th chapter, he's going on to say that I could do it. All things are lawful for me. I just told you that by grace we have been saved. It's not anything I can earn or deserve up to, that it's nothing I could do to merit this release from the bondage that had me captive. He says, I could do it, but it's just not good for me to do it. But let me tell you, by the law of grace, I could do it. But I've decided, my God, help me, Jesus, but I've decided I am not going to be brought under the power of anything but the Holy Spirit. And so why then does he link the freedom and the liberty of the grace of God to being brought under the power of any? The grace of God, which liberates us from sin, from condemnation, which liberates us from having to try to find penance and
can work our way up to goodness. We've been liberated from that. The veil has been ripped. We don't have to be so good or have to go through a mediator, go through a priest. I said, we don't have to go through a priest. I said, the Bible says we don't have to go through a mediator. We can go directly to God. And so there are some places where Paul was trying to expound and to give them some revelation of the freedom and the liberty that we have. He said, but because of who God is in me, hallelujah, I decide that my character and how this might influence you and what this might mean about what you think about my God, I don't do it. It's lawful for me. If you brought me to a court of law, you wouldn't be able to find me guilty because there is grace. But because of who he is in me, I recognize that everything I can do, I won't do. Not only because I can't do it, I've been freed in him, my God in heaven. But what I don't want you to be misled. I don't want you to be misguided. I don't want you to misunderstand my Father. I want you to bask in the fullness and the abundance of who he is. And so it says that if I thought me eating meat would offend you, I wouldn't even eat it in front of you, not because I can't eat it, not because it's still cursed, but because of how it might affect you. He says it's lawful, but it's not expedient. And he goes on to say, and I decided I'm not going to be brought under the power of any. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so believe it or not, what I understand and am hoping, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that we walk away with tonight is that in order to decide to not do something you could do, takes the two things I want to point out. First of all, it takes the wisdom of the thing. Because let me tell you something. I could make a cheesecake. I make the best cheesecake I have ever tasted. I said me. I could make myself a cheesecake every night and eat the whole thing every night because it is not unlawful. But it's not expedient because I would be so big I couldn't walk, I couldn't work, I couldn't breathe comfortably. And then I would be brought under the power of the thing, and then after a while it wouldn't be me choosing it. It would be that I would have so overindulged myself that those choices would have been made by the habits I created in my flesh. Oh my God. I would have been given over to the power of the thing. And so Paul says, I could do it. I could make a cheesecake. There are no cheesecake baking laws. I've seen not one in the scripture. There is no law against that. There is no law. There is no law. If thou bakest cheesecake every night, thou shall be banished to the embers of hell. There is lawful for me, but I recognize because of my health and because I desire to do the will of the Lord, and because the body is not designed to be that overweight, and it doesn't function well, and I wouldn't sleep well. My digestive system would be all out of whack. It's not expedient. And then people that would see me indulge my flesh in that way, they would then walk away justifying their own indulgences. Oh my God. And see, you're thinking that I now have become anti-cheesecake. But see, you'll see me indulge myself in a cheesecake, and then you would go and indulge yourself in cigarette smoking. And then the person that sees you cigarette smoking would indulge themselves in some other lascivious, flesh-indulging nature. And then everybody would then look at the other person. That's why I curse on my husband. And you do this. That's why I cheat on my wife. And see, because of the lack of wisdom concerning that is expedient, My God, we are now seeing a weakening of the effectiveness of the church, because some of us that have been given an influencer's position, some of us that have been given the promoted, elevated position, then decide to go ahead and indulge their flesh in lawful but not expedient ways. Oh, God is calling us to that other level of accountability where the big boys and the big girls live. Because, see, you had been living in that third grade Jesus, where you just tell me, what can I do? What can I do? Well, I have to wear this. I have to wear this. I have to look like this. And I have to do this. And eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and stick your foot in and put your right foot out. And say, no. He says, I want you to get mature enough to where you recognize that's just not wise. Don't you realize that there's a young woman watching you, and you told her that you love me with your whole heart, and then when she walked past and you called their husband out his name, then that becomes something that she'll justify in her own life. It's just not expedient. My God, not to mention Paul's trying to tell us that you think that you can get a hold of these things. Oh, let me tell you something. Paul says, not only will I take my flesh under, I keep it under. You know why? Because you think you've got a handle on it. And just when you think I'm only going to eat a cheesecake on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, there you go on Tuesday afternoon. And there you go on Thursday at 6. Because flesh, oh, my God, there's nothing good in it. Oh, it'll take you right to the edge of a cliff and tell you to jump. He says, you know, I don't even let my flesh run away with me. I'm not even going to be brought under anything. I'm not even going to chance it. I'm not even going to go that way. I recognize by mature decision making that I absolutely could, but because of my character and integrity, because of who the Lord God is in me, I won't. Oh my God. And that's how I stay out of those shaky places. Oh, you'll never see, you saw me go in a closet with the girl down the street husband, because it's lawful to go in the closet with him. Oh, but it's not expedient. I don't know what that's going to look like. And I shun the appearance of those things. Not to mention, I don't know what my flesh might suggest to me when I get in this dark closet. So I'm just going to go with the wisdom. I'm just going to go with the character. I'm just going to default to the integrity of the issue. And that is calling the body of Christ, that is calling the kingdom of heaven to the great big old mature place called integrity. It's calling you to the great big old mature place called discipline. He's calling us to the great big old mature place saying, rebuke yourself. You won't have a reason for anybody to rebuke you. Recognize that everything that you could do, oh, but there are some things that you should not do. Oh, my God in heaven. We need so much of the basics of the Bible. We could be here all night talking about, yeah, you could do that. And you would be probably well in your right to do it. But you shouldn't do it. You should not say that. You should not talk like that. You should not respond like that. And then when they ask you, where in the Bible does it say you can't respond like that? Where in the Bible does it say don't smack your lip and roll your eyes when your supervisor walk by because he's a racist bigot? Where does it say? It don't say it specifically anywhere, and I probably could do it because he's everything that I know God told me he is, but it's just not expedient. I'm willing to go ahead and die to myself. Oh, that's what he's talking about all in that 6th chapter of Corinthians. Oh, why do you always have to be the one that shows up right? Why do you always have to be the one that shows up? Yeah, but I know you this, and I know what you said, and I know what you did, and I know what you've been. Oh, yeah, that's lawful, but it's not expedient. It doesn't show anybody the way that the God goes. It doesn't show anybody the suffering way. It doesn't show anybody the dead way. It only shows your old carnal, fleshy way. And believe me, let me tell you, if you give flesh the key to ride, before you know it, he's going to be driving. Paul said, you know what, some things I don't do just because I'm not going to be brought under the power of it. I'm not going to give myself the opportunity to like how that tasted in my mouth. I'm not even going to do it just because of who God is in me. He has put himself integrity. I just decided I wasn't going to do it. I wish that the kingdom would rise up in some. I just decided I wasn't going to do it. And quit trying to take these new people, people that just came into the Lord. Quit trying to take them, your law-based, self-righteous, hypocritical, two-faced, backstabbing, sneaking behind the barn, trying to kiss your sister's husband. I wish you quit lying to these people, trying to take them the law way. Oh, the law has been repealed. The law has been more than fulfilled. Why don't you go ahead and tell them the whole truth of the gospel? Why don't you go ahead and liberate them for real and say, you know what? We live this thing by the honor system. Oh, God has trusted you with the power of who he is down in your belly. And you know there's a whole bunch of things you could do and be forgiven. But once you fall all the way in love with him, you're going to decide for yourself, no, no, thank you. Oh, my God, I wish the kingdom would come on and rise up in the big girl and the big boy place, that we wouldn't have to keep living in these low kindergarten carnal places where we try to take everybody to these two-bit laws that won't hold weight under the power of grace. My God in heaven, try to take them to the lies of self-righteousness that you delude yourself with every night. Convince yourself that you're so right when you wrong as three left shoes trying to make a right turn. Why don't you go ahead and tell them the full counsel of the gospel, that we are saved by grace through faith. Oh, and when grace abounds, oh my God, if you're not all the way here, your flesh will try to convince you to sin. But there is a place where you recognize, I could do that, but that's just not wise to do. There may be somebody looking at me. I don't want my influence to be contaminated. I don't want the kingdom to be badly influenced. I don't want the reputation of my God to be marred. Oh, my God in heaven. It's just a clarion call to those that are ready to grow up, that are ready to quit gossiping for real, that are ready to quit backbiting for real, that are really ready to pray for their enemies for real. Oh, my God in heaven. That are ready to take up their banner, to suffer with him until he causes you to reign. Oh, there's a clarion call tonight for those that want to grow up in the things of God. Oh, my God, we thank you. Oh, my God, we praise and glorify you in this place. God, that you will move us from the lawful to the expedient, that we not be brought under the power of any, only the power of the Holy Spirit, only that is being unctioned by the power of God, only that is motivated by the pure love of God in our hearts, in the name above every other name. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory now. Because more than anything, God, we just want to please you. God, we want to move into that expedient place. We want to move into that authentic place. God, where we can use wisdom to guide our decisions, where we use wisdom, God, and temperance to guide our conversations, where we use wisdom, hallelujah, to guide our decisions. Well, we use wisdom to govern our relationships in the name of Jesus. God, we lay aside the dainties of self-righteousness. We lay aside the sweetness of hypocrisy. And God, we recognize that our maturity in you will take us from the lawful to the expedient. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. And we give you honor for everything that you have already finished in our lives. God, we make a determined effort in the direction of destiny. In the name of Jesus, that the image that we reflect in the earth look more and more like you every day. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise, God. We give you glory and we give you honor. There is no other God like our God. There is no other God like our King. And we forever praise, glorify, and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Woman of God, it's back to you.
Sorry about that. I couldn't get my mute off the phone. But I thank you so much, Dr. Wright, for that word on tonight. Even if I could, I wouldn't do it because of what it may cause you to do or cause where it calls you to act. I thank you for 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. And I just want to say amen, amen, amen. Thank you again. Apostle Elect, could you please open the line so if anybody would like to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight?
The lines are open.
So the lines are open. If you all would like to have any words to say to the woman of God on tonight who took time out to minister to us.
Well, this is Cecilia. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the word. It was just truly, truly, truly for me. If it wasn't for anyone else, there's a cadence that we sung when we ran. There's many things that we sang, but one of them was, here we go again, the same old stuff again. And if we would just keep on, you know, we're running and we're running and we're running. But see, when you got to a certain maturity, as she was talking about, and you would deal with the wisdom of God, you realize that, yeah, that same old stuff may be coming around again and again, but your reaction to it, your appetite for it should change.
Yeah.
Dr. Wright was teaching, and I thought about how sometimes as a leader, you can have people that have patterns of behavior, and maybe the first time they did something, you may not have handled it right, or it may have upset you, and now when you see them do it, the wisdom of God just shows you, okay, that's the same thing. Now this is how I want you to handle it this time. And so then it confuses the enemy because he doesn't understand that we actually are maturing in God. We're walking in the wisdom of God. And so then when he tries to come another way, we have to understand, okay, now it's not that cadence. It's not the here we go again, same old stuff again. It's the same old devil, but now he's going to come a different way because as you mature in God, and as she said, as you learn, you just won't do stuff because it's not expedient, because it's not always about being, it is never about being right. It's about being righteous. And I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I needed that word. I needed it. I needed it. And I appreciate you for obeying God, Dr. Wright.
Amen. Amen, because she sure helped me on tonight. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the woman of God's life?
Good evening. I want to say thank you, Dr. Serena Wright, for the words, because it is so powerful. It is so true. And we have to always remember what was dead is gone. You need to improve yourself and to better yourself through the life of God, because there's always a better step toward him, and the devil will approach you any and every way he can. But that don't mean you should join it. Just reflect your life, your upcoming through God and for God, and to always ask how to improve yourself better and better. It was mostly true and so real powerful, and yet it's happening every day. I want to thank you for the words because they was really much needed. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sheila. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the woman of God on tonight? Okay. Dr. Wright, do you have any cheap plugs you would like to give or any announcements?
No, not no announcements, nothing more. Woman of God, thank you so much for everything, for this platform and all that you all do. But there is nothing in addition to to what we have already shared.
Okay, I thank you for what you have shared with us on tonight, and I truly look forward to the first Mondays of the month to hear what God has for us through you. I'm so glad you are a part of this ministry, and you mean so much to this ministry. It really helps us when we can get a raw word from a woman of God that's not scared or ashamed to speak. And I just want to tell you, thank you for being a part of Smile 3 and Iron Sharpening Iron. We really look forward to hearing from you on the first Mondays and any other Monday that you are invited to speak. You have been available to us. I appreciate that, and I thank you so much for that. So I'm going to ask Apostle Elect if she has anything she would like to say before we go into our final word.
No, ma'am. The powerful word that God has already spoken through Dr. Wright is a lot, and it's for us to eat and live thereby.
Thank you so much, Apostle Elect Cotton Cecilia. I would like to ask everyone to please continue to keep the Thomas family in prayer. Apostle Sandra Thomas family, please keep them held up in prayer. That there is prayer always needed and desired.
Yes.
And just pray for our very own Elder Kathy Kendall. Just hold her up in prayer and ask God to do whatever it is that she needs done. And just hold up Dr. Serena Wright, because just because you don't see something or hear something or know something don't mean that there's no reason to pray for them. Even if you're just saying, God, just do it, do it, do it, do it. God, just keep them. Answer every prayer. Cover them with the blood. Cover their homes, their jobs, their house, their family. Cover everything that they have, God. Just keep them covered. And I would like to say to all of you that's listening and that are faithful members to the ministry, we would like to say thank you. We appreciate you also. And you are welcome to join in on any Monday night, any Friday night, any Saturday morning. You are welcome to join in to the ministries of Smile 3E. So at this time, I'm going to give you our schedules, which is every Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our very own Elder Kathy Kendall, who also ministers live on Facebook with her program, Let's Talk. Every Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time a.m., and 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are here with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser. They're also ministering with Let's Talk Ministries of Smile 3E. And again, Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our very own Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries with Smile 3E. And we're just going to say, to God be the glory. There's nothing you can do about it, because we love you with the love of the Lord. We're going to ask Dr. Wright to please pray us out, and we will give you our foundational scripture after that.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now, God, for revelation and for understanding. God, that we recognize that some things that are lawful are those things that would eventually bring us under their power. And so, God, we choose to continue to walk in the Spirit, to walk in the wisdom of God, to walk in the expedient that our character and our integrity would bring us more into your image. Thank you right now, God, that the word has found our hearts good ground and will bring forth the fruit of right living, that you and you alone would be glorified. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And please keep Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser in your prayers, as well as Minister Sheila Kaiser, and as well as my family Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, keep us held up in your prayers also. Our foundational scripture, which we live by, is from Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until the next time, we would like to say, put a yes in your spirit when it comes to God. Put a yes in your mouth when it comes to God. Put a yes in getting about God's business, because with everything that's said and done, at the end of the day, it's all about saying yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. Amen and good night.